Cardinals Underground. With analyst Ron Wolfley, azcardinals.com reporter Darren Urban, and your host, radio sideline reporter Paul Calvisi.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome into another off-season edition of Cardinals Underground here on azcardinals.com. Paul Calvisi joined, as always, by four-time Pro Bowler Cardinals analyst Ron Wolfley. Cardinals insider extraordinaire Darren Urban. We are sitting around the table. Now, you know what? When I say off-season edition, gentlemen, it makes it sound like the NFL has hit the off switch. And there isn't anything further from the truth. We have tons of activity here in the last couple of months, right? What didn't happen was the departure of Todd Bowles. He did not, Wolf, get the head coaching gig, for example, at the Cleveland Browns. It'll happen. I think we all agree. But for now, That is a big asset to the Cardinals.
Might be the best acquisition, Paulie, that the Arizona Cardinals had was by not losing Todd Bowles. Here's a guy that is going to be a head coach. At some point in time, he's going to be a head coach in this league. It's just a matter of when. But the fact that Todd Bowles is going to get to come back and be the defensive coordinator for a defense that was as good as the Arizona Cardinals last year, there are not human hands that could measure how important that is to this team.
So what does the acquisition of Antonio Cromartie do for Todd Bowles in terms of his scheme? What sort of abilities that give him now as a defensive coordinator?
Well, assuming Cromartie's healthy, which at this point everybody's hoping he will be, and he says he is, I think it gives you another big cornerback. Now you have a pair of starting cornerbacks with Patrick Peterson that are taller than 6 feet, that can battle the bigger receivers, that can go one-on-one, that can man up and press if they have to. They can be out on an island if necessary. Bowles thinks that Cromartie can cover a tight end if need be. You can change up the matchups however you want. And I just think it gives you a lot more flexibility. I mean, Todd mentioned the other day that, you know, Jerod Powers had a solid season last year, but he's a smaller cornerback. He's 5'10". He's probably better suited in the slot. And you've just improved across the board the cornerback situation, especially once Tyrann Mathieu comes back healthy.
You know, it's amazing. You stand next to Antonio Cromartie, and we did on his press conference today, and I feel like I'm on the field at Seattle. I feel like I'm standing next to one of those Seattle cornerbacks. I mean, he definitely fits the prototype, someone they were looking for, because, let's face it, the tight end position, for example, was a big problem last year, trying to match up against bigger receivers and tight ends, and he is every bit of 6'2".
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. One of the things Steve Keim wanted to do was get bigger on the back end, get bigger and get longer in the back end. And Antonio Cromartie goes a long, long way to those ends. I will say this. Look, a disclaimer first and foremost. Patrick Peterson and Antonio Cromartie have got to play like shutdown corners, But theoretically, when you talk about having those two guys, if they play up to their capabilities, you're talking about limiting the options for an offense. Seriously limiting the options for an offense. Anytime you've got two shutdown guys, you can walk up over the other team's two best wide receivers. Man, all of a sudden, their options become limited. And at the same time, you are simplifying your defense. Guys, that combination right there, when you limit the options of the offense and you simplify your defense, boy, that makes the offense predictable. And when you make an offense more predictable, they start turning the ball over. Takeaways start happening. If you don't believe that, look back at the Seattle Seahawks last year, because that is what they did. They had such a great back end. They could line up over the other team's two best receivers, and they could hold up. One-on-one on the outside, they could hold up. And because of that, the offense's options were limited, and the defense on the back end became simplified. They ran three coverages. Now, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but three for the most part. Man with a safety in the middle of the field, robber with a safety in the middle of the field in a free hitter down low, man across the board, and then three deep. Three coverages. That's simplifying your defense, and takeaways was the result.
Or to me, even go back a few years ago, Antonio Cromartie's been there, done that with Darrell Revis. And what the Jets did, making a run two straight years of the AFC Championship game, let's face it, with a limited offense. And you know, Steve Keim mentioned it in the press conference with the media that this is exactly what we want, a guy who has ability to go ahead and man up, put him on an island, and then that allows Todd Bowles to dial it up, and that's his style.
Well, and there's no question that, look, this defense was already good, and one of the things that Steve Keim has made very clear is the fact that this defense is closer to being elite than maybe the offense is. And you do things to help the offense. But as he told me, you keep throwing gasoline on that defensive fire and keep building that defense because that's what's going to get you the furthest. And clearly adding Cromartie helps greatly in that area, even if they lose Carlos Dansby.
Well, according to the numbers, Walt, no defense was better at stopping the run than the Cardinals in 2013. And they actually re-signed a guy. Might have been a little bit under the radar, but for those of us who talk to the coaches like we do, I mean, they're very bullish on Matt Shaughnessy and what he did for that run defense.
Boy, there's no doubt about that. And I just want to address quickly what Dee just said about Carlos Dansby, too. Look, that is a big loss, especially when you talk about the rush defense as well. But the Cardinals were not number one in the NFL against the run because of Carlos Dansby. Does that make sense? They were number one because of everyone else in that box. And when you start talking about guys that lined up in that box, you start with Matt Shaughnessy. Here was a guy that could walk up over any tight end in the National Football League. And if you ran the ball at him, he could set the edge. He could set that edge, and there was no way in the world he was going to get removed from that edge. Boy, that keeps gap integrity all the way across the board, even to the backside of the play. And it all started with Matt Shaughnessy setting that edge. That is a huge under-the-radar signing right there. Are they going to miss Carlos Dansby? Yeah, they're going to miss him, but they're going to miss him more in space than they were on that line of scrimmage inside the box.
And you know what, being down on the sideline, the other area I think they'll miss him is leadership. It's just leadership. I mean, yes. Everybody rallied around Carlos Dansby. I mean, he has the credibility, obviously. You know, when there were times in the game where you needed something, he called everyone together. Guys are going to have to assume that role. He has a lot of respect in the locker room, and it's all warranted. You know, you look now at Kevin Minter, and that was a guy that Steve Keim cited on the press conference
right.
And said, look, the spotlight is squarely on the former second-round pick.
Well, I think, you know, you're not going to be in a situation where Kevin Minter is going to step in and do all the things Carlos Dansby did. He was never going to do it. But I think Kevin Minter can do some things that Carlos Dansby didn't. I think that's part of it. I think the fact that you are going to lose some presence, both in the locker room and in leadership with Carlos, there's no question about that. But there's a lot of guys on this defense that can fill that role if they're in the right position. And, Patrick Peterson is one of those guys, especially when he's about to get a big contract. He's got to be one of those guys. You would hope Antonio Cromartie could be somebody like that. Calais Campbell, you know, Darrell Washington. These are the guys that, you know, they're getting the contracts, they're getting the money, and it's not just about what they do on the field. It's how they're leading this defense. And I think they'll be okay in that regard. And I think with Kevin Minter, you don't draft the guy in the second round to sit. You draft him to be an impact player. And it might have taken a little bit longer because Carlos Dansby happened to come across the free agent market. But I think they feel fairly confident what he can do.
And look, we saw last year Todd Bowles, he looked at what he had. And he tried to stress, what do they do well? So now he doesn't look at his roster and say, what can't they do? What can they do? Try and emphasize that. What do the Cardinals need in the draft, Wolf? If they want defense in the draft, where are they going?
Boy, I think you still look at the back end. I think you still look at safety first and foremost, maybe a corner. You've got Antonio Cromartie, but it's going to be a year. In the NFL, it is a year-to-year proposition, so maybe you look at a corner there at number 20. But I think safety more than anything else, if you look for need right now on this roster, offensively and defensively, I would have to say safety first and foremost. Whether or not that's going to happen, I don't know. The good news is this. Steve Keim is a huge believer. He's not one of these guys who just talks about it. He actually believes this. He's a huge proponent of going in and taking the best player available. Now with the free agent acquisitions that the Cardinals have made in the offseason, he can really do that.
And I would say, too, when you're talking about the draft, you're talking about he wants to build those lines on both sides of the ball. I would not be surprised, especially if there's not a safety there that he likes early, to go after a 3-4 defensive end or a pass rusher, somebody that's going to beef up that line of scrimmage, because as good as your back end might be at some point, you got to have your front seven holding up. Otherwise, they're going to get exposed no matter how good they are.
And I'll say this, as compelling as the beginning of free agency is and all the headlines that it makes, I'm just as intrigued as the back end, the tail end of free agency, and the value shopping that Steve Keim has shown he can do with Eric Winston, John Abraham, etc. So we'll keep our eye on that as we keep you posted here on azcardinals.com. For Darren Urban, Ron Wolfley, I'm Paul Calvisi. This has been another edition of Cardinals Underground.